Tony, we haven't talked to you since before the Giants game. How bad was the concussion? When did you start feeling better? And kind of just take us through your recovery from that.
It was sort of a friendly fire, but you know, I got hit by one of my teammates. But I mean, I feel good. I'm ready to go and ready to play ball.
Were you able to get back into meetings and stuff quickly last week, or were you held out for a little while?
It did hold me out for a little bit, but once they told me I could go back in with the team and watch film, I did that. So
you're fully clear now?
Yeah.
How has the adjustment from safety been going for you?
It's been going pretty well. Safeties know the defense, and as a safety, you got to tell the corners what to do, so I'm pretty – I pretty much got the scheme down for what the corner's supposed to do in every play. And I mean, I'm doing pretty good.
Have you been told you're starting on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Antonio, how strange has this summer been for you guys as a secondary? You know, with everything that's gone on, injuries and Dimitri's situation, and you know, even you having to switch positions. Has this been a unique type of summer for you?
Yeah, it's been different. Got cornerbacks going down. We have a lot of safety, so mostly everybody probably get to play. Just guys got to fill in other positions and being ready to play when your number is called. So I think that's about the only thing we've had to deal with.
What did you learn about the way the NFL is going to enforce pass interference calls? What did you learn from this summer about what to expect for this season?
Just keep my hands off the receivers and just playing ball. Play with your eyes, hands, and feet. You're going to be in pretty much good position, and I plan on doing that. And hopefully, I don't get too many pass interference calls with being physical and all that stuff.